Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, well, that's I got to jump. I got to do like you. I got one hoop, one more hoop to jump through, get that extra. But I'm not in a hurry because I mean, in general, you can talk on all the bands. There's a certain parts of the band is only used for extra. And so, I'm having fun with just having general. Go ahead.
Very much so. Yeah, I need to figure out how to get that antenna up for 80 meters. I've been looking at a couple just verticals for it, and then trying to figure out how to get my ground radials put in, but because I've got kind of a weird-shaped yard. But, yeah, that's where I'm at on it. KF8BOT.
All right, KFA, BOT, NAWJL. Yeah, well, yeah, you got to kind of, how can I say, you got to sort of visualize, I guess, how you might want to put up something there. I'm sure you'll come up with something. You just got to think about it there. Like me, I ran my dipole from my tree in the backyard all the way up to the front of my house where the chimney is, and I do pretty good on 80 meters, 80 through 10 meters. The only thing is, well, 160 meters, I guess, it's not long enough for that, but at least I can listen to the guys up on 160 meters, but I can't really much talk up there. And I got to get an amplifier, but those amplifiers are so expensive. Whew. Oh, I plan on going to Dayton. I always go to Dayton just about every year. So before I even became a ham, I had friends who was ham operators. I used to go down there with them. So go down there and see if I could find a good deal on a good amplifier there for HF graphics. Go ahead.
I am hoping to go to Dayton for my first time this year. A couple of the guys that I talk to up here all the time, they go every year, and it just, between the videos I've seen and walking around, I think that would just be kind of great, just being with that many other radio operators, and be a little bit dangerous on my wallet, though, I think, but it'd be a good time. Roger.
Yeah, you got to watch that, because, man, you'll see a whole lot of things you want to buy down there. No doubt about it. Yeah, it's like a kid in a candy store, man, or ham operator go to Dayton. But I remember a time when they didn't have cell phones, and every mother, father, sister, brother had an HT. They had an HT, I remember my old girlfriend, she went with me one year, and I told her, I wrote down my call sign and the frequency that I would be on, and I told her, look, if we ever get lost, just grab any ham operator with a radio, and he knows by looking at this, these numbers, he'll know what frequency I'm on, and my call sign, and the name, and all of a sudden, she disappeared. Wait a minute. Where did she go? And then about a few minutes later, some guy calling me on the radio says, NAWJL, Jay, are you buying this? I said, and I answered. He said, you got a young lady looking for you. She's over here by the cafeteria. And she just wanted to test it out there, Roger.
That's kind of amazing. Well, hey, sir, I am going to let you go because I am back home and I got to get inside and take care of some business because it's been a long day. It has been a pleasure. What did you say your name was?
The name is Jay, Philadelphia Yankee, and my call sign is November 8th, Whiskey Julian Lima. I always say about time on HF they can't pull out my call sign, so I say, this is November 8th, we just landed. And so now that I'm leaving, I say, this is November 8th, we're just leaving.